In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 59th annual meeting of St. Catherine of Alexandria Episcopal Church, and my fifth annual meeting as your rector. Every year at this time, we stop, we take a look back at what we have done, and we look forward to the coming year. It's kind of like looking at a snapshot of a huge family reunion and, you know, pointing out people and remembering all the things that happened in and around that family in the past year. 2015 was a very productive year at St. Catherine's. So many good things happened here with and for this parish and for our ministry in the world. Many of these are listed in the annual meeting report, which you will get at the annual meeting, which follows this service in the parish hall. And I hope that you will all read the report, because I can only mention a few of them in this sermon, or we would be here all day. The primary task of a Christian parish is to form people in the Christian faith and life. My priority as your rector is to enable and to support spiritual formation for people of all ages. And as I've said before, everything we are doing in the parish should have something to do with one of the five baptismal vows. If it doesn't, it's not really serving our primary task of forming people in the Christian faith and life. In baptism, you may remember, we make five promises. Every time someone is baptized, we renew our baptismal covenant. And in fact, we did this a few weeks ago on the baptism of Jesus Sunday, even though we didn't have a baptism. We promise to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in the prayers. We promise to persevere in resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. We promise to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. We promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We promise to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. And of course, when we promise this, the answer acknowledges our need for God, because we say, "I will with God's help." There's no way we can do that by ourselves. So I want to share with you how I see some of our ministries corresponding with these baptismal vows. And again, I can't mention everything, but I'm going to highlight especially some new things that began in 2015. The first baptismal vow has to do with spiritual formation in the community of faith, which happens through worship, fellowship, study, prayer, and offerings for our spiritual growth. This vow is foundational to all the other vows. Our Anglican Episcopal tradition gives us the pattern of weekly Eucharist and daily prayers. And most parishes are much better at doing the weekly Eucharist than the daily prayers. In 2015, St. Catherine's began a corporate offering of evening prayer in our newly renovated chapel space, right back there, Monday through Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. To this end, our worship commission planned the renovation of the chapel and I trained teams of lay people to lead evening prayer. Those who are trained are Terry Bechtel, Jana Balote, Renee Graham, Bernice Hull, Carol Harlow, Rachel Rubottom, Elisa Henderson, Glenn Schatzberg, and Will Abbott. And I want to give special thanks to Lance Rock for painting the chapel. This addition of daily prayers is significant in many ways. The leaders, the lay people, are living out part of their apostolic ministry. We now have corporate worship in this space every day except for Friday. We are participating as a parish as well as individuals in the prayers of the wider Anglican Communion. The experience of praying the daily office, whether at home by yourself in communion with all of us or here in our parish, serves to deepen your experience of the Sunday Eucharist. And it will deepen, and it is deepening, the prayer life of the parish. Besides this new offering, there were many more connections to the first baptismal vow in 2015. We were able to hire a new part-time director of Christian formation for children and youth, Liz Ward, in May of 2015. Liz oversees our program of spiritual formation for high school age and younger and is bringing a wealth of parish and diocesan experience to her ministry. And she'll be speaking briefly at the annual meeting to you all. Adult spiritual formation included continuing Wednesday Lectio Divina Bible study, our Lenten series with Walter Brueggemann on the prophets, and the Seekers Book Study Group on Thursday evenings continues to be a place where we can study, pray, and share our spiritual journeys with one another. In 2015, among other things, we studied the wisdom tradition in Christianity and the Enneagram, a tool for spiritual growth. In 2015, we also expanded our offerings of contemplative experiences, including regular centering prayer with teaching, a Lenten retreat on living and dying as spiritual pilgrimage, an Advent wisdom retreat, and continuing monthly contemplative evening prayer. We also supported our diocesan Curcio ministry with prayers and presence, including parishioners' attendance on staff and as pilgrims in 2015. I'm going to skip the second and third baptismal vows, which are somewhat more individual, and leave it to you to think about how those two have played out in your life and in our community life this past year. The fourth and fifth baptismal vows have to do with our ministry in the world. We promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We promise to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. Much of our new ministry and continuing ministry in 2015 fits into these two vows. Our new pastoral care ministry team, hope ministry teams, and our fine arts summer camp are some of the ways that we as a parish live out these two vows. At the beginning of 2015, Father Tracy Wilder was with us. He was with us through August, as most of you know, and then had to leave because of Susan's health issues. But while he was here, I asked him to focus on pastoral care And he started and got together a new pastoral care ministry, which separated from the commission, which was called pastoral care and now is called parish life. Ellen Buckley became chair of pastoral care and Sally McDonald the vestry liaison. This expanded pastoral care ministry team keeps track of people in the hospital and homebound, oversees the lay Eucharistic visitors with me, and organizes food for people recovering from surgery and illness. It is a wonderful addition to our ministry, expansion of our pastoral care ministry at St. Catherine's. St. Catherine's joined HOPE, Hillsborough Organization for Progress and Equality, in 2015. Carol Harlow, Denise Montgomery, Ann Hocut, Julia Waltz, and Don McKinney became the first members of the St. Catherine's HOPE ministry team, with others later involved. HOPE is an interfaith community group that meets to work for justice in our community through established structures and processes, and is particularly working on issues of justice for children and for people in need. And there's much more information about that, particularly in the annual report. And in June of 2015, many of you were involved as we offered our third fine arts summer camp, Interstellar Space, to 40 of our neighborhood children, free of charge to those who are in need. This creative, spirit-filled week was supported by really the entire parish, and many, many people volunteered in many capacities, and we all had a blast. I also want to mention just a couple of the vestry goals for 2015 and the progress that we made on them. Every year at our vestry retreat, which will be next weekend, the vestry sets short-term goals for the coming year, and then we let the parish know, we let the commissions know, these are our goals, and we try to keep those in mind for the whole year. So you need to read the annual report to see them all, be reminded of them again. But I've got a couple that I want to really highlight, three, I think. One is, we said that we need a long-range plan for maintenance for buildings and grounds and Florida-friendly landscaping plan. That's a huge endeavor. And the Buildings and Grounds Committee has done a ton of work in this area. There's a fuller report in the annual meeting report from them. I just want to say kudos to everyone who was involved in Buildings and Grounds ministry this year. It's all volunteer except for the landscaping service that we pay for. Everything else basically is volunteer, and there was a lot of facility improvement that happened this year as well. So thank you all. Another goal of the vestry was emphasis on stewardship and estate planning. And at our annual meeting, Terry Bechtel is going to share some statistics from our 2016 stewardship campaign. From my perspective, the parish is deepening its practice of giving, which is a spiritual practice. So kudos to you all and to the stewardship committee for their work this year as well. Another goal the vestry set for this past year is to find the next generation of leaders. Now that means people that are younger than I am. And I'm not as young as I look. Some of you know how old I am because I turned 55 last year on Ash Wednesday and I made a big deal about that. So we really are trying very intentionally to to recruit and develop leadership of people below AARP age. It's important. So these groups I know have done that, and there may be others that have done that, so I may be leaving something out, but the Brotherhood of Loaves and Fishes, Evangelism Commission, Finance Committee, and the lectors have all recruited folks younger than I am this past year. And so we will continue to reach out to those in their 20s, or teens even for some things, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s to take their place in the leadership of this parish. And we will continue to do so. So if that is a describing, if you fall within those age ranges, please prayerfully consider your gifts for ministry and consider in the next year or two, consider how you can become more of a leader in this parish. Because we have incredible leadership in this parish. We have wonderful leaders. And many of them are 70 and up. We would like them to be here forever, but we need to deepen our leadership group and go younger, not older. Okay. So in conclusion, it's interesting that we got this epistle about the body of Christ, this wonderful passage on the body of Christ, and that we are all members of the body of Christ, and how important the diversity of the body is. If we were all the same, we would never get anything done, or we'd get one thing done and, nothing else done. We were saying in vestry this past week, it was the last meeting of this current vestry, how wonderful it was that the vestry was as diverse as it was this past year. Lots of different gifts and talents and interests and focus and perspectives, and it's a wonderful mix, and that's very important, and it's true of the parish as well. It makes us richer to have that diversity. So remember, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And every member of the body is important and has their own particular gifts and talents for ministry in and through the parish and in the world, even more importantly. So I continue to be blessed to be here in ministry with all of you. 2015, from my perspective, was a year of really going deeper in ministry together in a lot of important ways. A year of spiritual growth and an expansion of important ministries. Really, for a parish of our size, it's astounding to me how many groups, committees, commissions, ministries we have that are alive and lively and function so well. It's really a gift. We have so many things to be grateful for. So this morning, I, with you, give thanks to God for all our many blessings and all of you and those who could not be with us here this morning who minister faithfully to the glory of God. Amen.